Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports, Nothing But Sports with Kent Sterling. Our very special guest today, the great Brian Snow, basketball recruiting analyst for 24/7 Sports. How you doing, Brian?
I mean, I'm doing as good as you can do during a pandemic, so we're good.
How's this change what you do? I mean, obviously, a lot of summer basketball is not being played. How do you go about evaluating talent?
Yeah, it's been a long process. We've watched a lot more high school film than I ever thought I would ever watch in my life. And, you know, just kind of going back through that, following up as many channels as possible to just get the information that you can get. I mean, it's not a perfect system right now, but it's the only system we can use. Truthfully, it's the system college coaches are using as well when they issue offers and find out who they want to recruit. And that's really the way you have to do it. There's starting to be some live stream stuff of AAU online. That's been another way. So, there's ways to do it. It's a lot different than it has been, but you got to adjust with the times.
It seems like college coaches are adapting quite well, that this might be a system that maybe they would prefer rather than going to like Milwaukee and Atlanta and traveling all over the damn place just to show their faces in a gym.
I don't know if I'll go that far. A lot of the guys substitute for being able to see someone in person. And yeah, a lot of it is just so much of it is, you know, you don't, especially when you're watching high school film, you don't know who a kid's going against and, you know, level of competition, how athletic they look compared to everybody else versus how athletic they actually are. So there's things, no substitute for in-person evaluations, but just any advance in technology that helps more information get to coaches and scouts and whoever tends to be a positive. And I think we're seeing some of that out of necessity here. So in that respect, I don't think this will ever totally go away, but I do think coaches would like to be out in gym seeing play. Now, the one thing we both know, Kent, with recruiting, coaches are going to complain about anything.
Yeah,
because that's just what they do. They complain. So they'll always have complaints, but you know, I don't think they're ever going to want to go away from in-person evaluations.
Let's talk about Imani Bates. He's committed to Michigan State. There's a question as to whether he's ever going to suit up for Michigan State. I mean, he pretty much addressed that during his little press availability. How good a player is he? And is the fact that his dad's launching a prep school that he's going to attend, is that a red flag or is that not a big deal?
Well, first of all, in terms of the prep school, you got to understand Michigan's high school rules are archaic. They make Indiana look like they're progressive, like, which is hard to do. But in Michigan, like, the rule's so weird. It's like 250 miles from the border. But not only can you not travel that far, the can't travel that far. And let's say you're playing in an event with like 12 teams. If one of those 12 teams, even if you're not playing them, has traveled beyond that distance, you can't play in the event. Then there's like rules on all the moment you play in an all-star game, you're immediately ineligible. Things like, it's bizarre rules in Michigan, which make it really hard to be a good. That's why you see more good athletes transfer out of Michigan high schools really than any other state, because the rules are so bizarre and so 1912 that they really serve no purpose. And for a kid like Imani, who wants to play against the best competition and want to stay home, he really didn't have much of another option.
How good is he?
He's damn good. I mean, he is damn good. And I actually wrote something on 24/7 Sports about it yesterday. What separates Imani from other past guys, like, we've all heard best since LeBron for guys like OJ Mayo, guys like Andrew Wiggins, Greg Oden even. What separates Imani is like either those guys like an OJ Mayo or a Tyreek Evans, they were very developed physically at a young age. Greg Oden, Andrew Wiggins, they were just freak ass. Imani's neither of those things. Like if you were to walk by you know he was an athlete and probably thought he played basketball because he's 6'8", he looks the part, but he's fairly skinny. And he's not going to blow you away athletically. He's a good athlete. He's fine. But he's not going to blow you away athletically. It's not like you're watching Greg Oden feet tall, getting his waist on the rim and outrunning guards.
Right.
What separates Imani is his skill and his intelligence and his work ethic. And that's very unique for kind of the young phenom that we've seen. And that's why I think he's better positioned to be that next player. Now, is anybody going to be LeBron? I mean, eventually it's going to happen. But, you know, the odds would say it's going to be a no for Amani. I mean, LeBron's one of the two or three greatest players ever to play basketball. Like, that's a pretty high bar to set. But I think he can be a franchise-changing player because he's got all the tools. He really knows how to play, and his work ethic is second to none. And then you combine that with being 6'8", being a good athlete, having fairly long arms. It's a good position to be in and a good predictor of future success.
Let's talk about an Indiana kid for a minute, Trey Kaufman. A lot of people in Indiana want to know what he's doing, how good he is. He's down in Silver Creek, so people up in Indy and north of there haven't seen him too much. What's Trey Kaufman, what bells does he ring for you, and what's his timeline?
You know, Trey's certainly taking things slow right now. Now, we're in a new age, it can change quickly. But Trey's taking things slow in terms of a college decision. Indiana, Louisville, Purdue certainly are in there. Virginia's really trying. I think North Carolina's placed a call and is at least kicking the tires, so to speak. There's talk that I'd like to hear more from Kentucky. We'll see. He's a quiet kid by nature, but you know, in terms of his recruitment, it's going to take some time. It sounds like right now, I don't think he's in any hurry. In terms of his game, you know, he's worked hard in this spring doing whatever it is that he can do. He's gotten athletic. He's changed his body a little, body composition a little bit, but he's a skilled power forward. He can shoot it out to three. Some people think he's a better shooter than I do, but he can make threes. He can handle the ball in a straight line, go into the rim, and then he's about 6'7", 6'8", probably 215 pounds, so he can low as well. So he's a very good player. I don't think he does one thing that's like outstanding, but he does everything pretty well.
If you were going to take one or the other of the kids in 2021, Caleb First is already committed to Purdue, or Trey Kaufman, who do you project as the better college player?
I do think it's Caleb First.
Do you?
Ultimately, it's possible Trey Kaufman could have the higher upside, but Caleb is a much safer bet right now to be a very good college player. Both of them would be kind of borderline NBA type guys. Trey might have a better chance at the NBA because he's a better shooter at the same stage. But you know, in terms of college production, I think you have a much safer bet to get more consistent production from Caleb First than you do Trey Kaufman. But that's not to take away from Trey. They're both tremendous prospects.
And Caleb First has the advantage of just looking like a Purdue guy, doesn't he?
I've been told that, yes.
I just try to make myself laugh periodically. Hey, with the class of 21, Butler has really looked local. They got a commitment from the kid from Lawrence North the other day. Are they kind of shrinking their radius, or is this just kind of happenstance?
I think it's more happenstance. What you have is a very deep class in Indiana in 2021. So, and some of the guys really that in Butler's sweet spot for recruiting are local kids, are Indianapolis area kids. And Pierce Thomas from Brownsburg, Jaden Taylor from Meridian, DJ Hughes from Lawrence North, Butler's gotten all of them. All three are really good athletes. DJ had a great season at Lawrence North, really dominated down low. Jaden's a good athlete who can handle the ball and has started to improve his shooting. Pierce Thomas has a chance, you know, he's a freak track athlete. He's still working to transition that to basketball.
Oh, right.
But he's got the ability to be a great defender, and I think he can catch and shoot from three. So, and then he can pass. People underrate his ability to pass. So the three of them are solid. They all need some time, but they're all solid. And, you know, they're the type of body type and athleticism you haven't seen at Butler very much over the past, you know, several years.
And Butler's really a program that's not afraid to develop kids. They don't need to go out and get recruits who are going to play day one. They like kids who kind of have that upward trajectory, don't they?
Yeah, that's how they want to build their program, is get old, stay old, have your older players be your best players, and really develop the younger guys and bring them along at a steady pace. Now, I don't want to say a slow pace, but at a steady pace so that they're ready to contribute you know, they can contribute as freshmen, you know, contribute more as sophomores, and then they're starting juniors and seniors.
What do you think about Aminu Muhammad? He keeps popping up as a potential IU guy, and people don't know a lot about him. 6'4", a wing. What do you know about him?
Very talented prospect. You know, he can do a lot of different things, can score in a variety of different ways. Good athlete, long arms, very versatile. I think that recruitment's going to be a bit of a wild ride for everybody, so buckle up. But he's a very talented prospect, and he's someone who, you know, is really going to have his choice of basically any school in whatever region he decides that he wants to look at.
Why is that a wild ride?
Because Aminu seems content to make a lot of visits, and I think he's willing to listen to anybody and everybody. So, you know, you're always going to be have things that are going to be like, oh, well, they came out of nowhere, but he likes it. So it'll be interesting to see.
Are you excited about the Reds?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'll get excited about baseball when I actually, like, see it starting, because Lord knows what's going to happen right now. But, you know, I'm excited about the possibility of the Reds.
There's a lot of potential, and a lot of people think that they may be the class of the National League Central, which is very deep, minus the Pirates. The top four teams in the Central, like, they're all pretty even, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, the Reds made some offseason moves to really improve, you know, offensively, which they needed. They've got a good pitch staff. So, you know, especially in a short 60-game season, I don't think any of us can really predict anything, because you get hot for 2 weeks and that totally changes the game. So, I mean, that's good. And the, like you said, the NL Central is going to be very competitive. We just need to make sure the Cubs lose every game.
Well, we'll be down there in mass to see it happen, at least when we're allowed to, down at Great America Ballpark. As always, all Cubs fans do is spend their money in Cincinnati. I don't know why people get so frosty about them making the trip.
Hey, you can spend your money wherever you want. Doesn't mean I have to like you.
All right. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Great stuff, as always, from Brian Snow. College basketball recruiting analyst for 24/7 Sports does a terrific job. If you don't subscribe, you should. I do. I do them. I do The Athletic. I am very persnickety about what I subscribe to. Let me ask you this. Like YouTube, Brian, YouTube TV, I don't know what you watch TV on, but they jack their prices, or will jack their prices, by $15 a month. So I'm looking around trying to figure out how to consume. How do you consume your sports, your television programming?
Well, right now there's no sports to consume, but I have UVerse. I have like every sports channel.
Do you?
So that's what I do. It costs me like $9 million a month. There's that. Then, you know, a lot of websites, ESPN, The Athletic, whatever it may be. I'm always consuming.
All right. Beautiful. That's sports. Nothing but sports. Join me tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent, 8 o'clock on Facebook Live. 8:15-ish on Periscope and Twitter, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.